Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need help? Have questions? Want answers? Then look no further than Ask Me Levi's, hosted by Lacey and me. That's the best intro I got this week. I was holding a cough in there, guys. My bad. Like, literally, like, 2 seconds before the show started, my, like, throat went dry and my voice went away. I was like, I don't know how I made it through that. My bad, guys.
Yeah, that's how he's going to go. He's going to die on air.
Anything. I'm just coughing.
Anyway.
Jiminy Crickets. Jiminy Crickets, Batman. Jiminy Crickets. Oh,
Jiminy
and
Crickets,
a birthday
we're gonna help. There we go. I was supposed to say Jiminy Cricket and Batman. We're going to go. So if I win that.
Fine, guys. I saved my life. All right.
He has a hairball.
Yeah, I got a something ball going on. this episode's a little different than our normal Ask Me Levi's. I took it over. Yes, I took it over for this week, guys. I don't know why. I just wrote a bunch of stuff, so ha.
Oh, it's because he's sick of it.
Yes, because, you know what? I know why. Because I can't. No, we're going to have a little fun this week, guys. And then next week, we'll get back to our normal, more seriousness and topic-wise, stuff like that. This week could be kind of scattered topic a little bit. I do have some good fan questions, though, so we'll get to those in just a few. But
sure,
I got a few random news stories. So a drunk dude ran into a farm fence, and he tried to ride 2 pigs, 3 goats, and a cow all at the same time. Happened in my hometown, I guess, or town next to me or something.
You could probably
tell me a little more about this story. You're the one that led me on to it. So.
Ran out through some fences and stuff and just decided to take a, you know, a stroll in the middle of the night around 11 o'clock. Completely drunk. You hear a lot of stories.
Literally
about
10, I want to say it was about 10:38, give or take, and it felt like it interrupted something that was happening that was very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. You know, only this stuff circles around me, you know. But anyway, like, you know, you hear things.
All joking aside, guys, on Thursday's show, Lacey had to jump off. We're not going to name names, nothing like that, because we can't really jump into it because it's a case, I guess. But some dude really crashed a four-wheeler through a fence, or like all this legit. This is like a crazy something you would see in like a show or something, like Green Acres.
Yeah.
Dang old Tommy got drunk again and crashed his dang old four-wheeler. Get the duck.
To a farm. You had horses and pigs and chickens.
Serious question. So, all joking aside, any animals harmed? Like all the animals were good. Nothing bad happened.
No animals were harmed in our unfortunate events. luckily, they were all able to be rounded up, so that was good.
Oh, that's awesome. So none were lost.
And the person that even ran through everything, he didn't really get hurt too bad. I mean, he hurt his leg, but, I mean, you know.
Well, he deserved that.
That's what happens. Yeah, that's what happens when you run your four-wheeler through multiple fences and crash into a tree.
Well, multiple fences? So this wasn't just like one. Like, in my mind, I was picturing, like, you know, like you're driving down, you picture your normal, like, farm fence, you look over and you see, like, a wood fence, you see some cows or something, you know what I mean? I was picturing something of that nature. And this dude came crashing through multiple fences.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was almost like a whack-a-mole.
How big of this four-wheeler was he on? Like, how fast was he going? Like, how did he, what?
I don't know how fast he was going. In the beginning, at the end, he was dragging stuff, so he's going pretty slow.
Can we get him on the show? Can we bring him on the show? I have so many interviewing questions.
I don't think he's going to be on any show with that. Yeah. I don't think
the
he'll be on any
show.
Yeah. We'll have to send, like, Shane or Logan undercover.
Bro, it'd be funny, though, because, like, this dude would be up in prison, right? And they're like, what are you in for? Oh, I got a DUI on my four-wheeler. What? Yeah, I ran over two cows.
What the fuck?
I'm glad he didn't run over these animals, though. But it was funny.
All joking aside, though. Yeah, all joking aside, I am glad no animals were actually hurt. That's, you know, not funny or nothing, but now that it's all said and done, we can laugh about it because nobody was hurt in it.
This is true. So, you know, it's just another thing that I can put under my belt that I've witnessed or been a part of. So,
I mean, it's a good crazy story right there. I mean, not too many times you'd be doing a podcast and then randomly out of the blue you got to go round up some animals because some crazy drunk ran a four-wheeler through a fence.
Yep, this is true. Only in Tennessee. Anyway, but my advice to people is if you drink, don't drive, not even your four-wheeler, not even your lawnmower, just stay put.
Yeah, if you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon growl. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, my southern accent came out right then.
Oh, yep. That song's going to be stuck in my head forever. But anyway, I will associate
and
that with
the second bit of news is, and totally non-made-up Dakota news right now, Denmark hacked highly well-known podcast last Thursday night. Fucking
yeah.
Denmark. I'm starting we're back with a war with Denmark. We had some technical difficulties midway through last week's podcast. Not only was Lacey being attacked by four-wheelers and farm animals, Denmark decides to, like, hack us. They stole half of Logan's weed, you know, right out of his bank account. That's how he gets paid. He gets paid in nuggets of weed, and that's, you know, they stole half of that out of his bank account. They put money in mine because they said I was too broke. But, you know, fucking Denmark, bro. If anybody doesn't get that goes back to like 2 years ago when we first started doing shows together. Denmark kind of, for some odd reason, we bring Shane in and Denmark.
They were
gets
actually like really high listening rate, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if like Blog Talk was cut from their country or what, but
Shane comes on, tells a few butt plug stories, and next thing you know, Denmark's like, oh no. I don't know why my Denmark sounded kind of like Australian mixed with Mexican, but that's what it kind of came out as. For some reason, I pictured them speaking like Swedish over there, but I don't know why. I know that sounded kind of fucked up. I don't know either. But anyways, Denmark, it means war.
Advice.
Go hack Sherry and Will or Chuck or whatever the guy's name is podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Not my cup of tea or whatever. Go hack it. You know, go to that network. Hack their shit. Yeah, my bad. I'm throwing fucking shots at old co-hosts.
Yeah. Anyway, so
moving on. That's our random news stories that we got. But let's see here. Before we get to the fan questions, because I'm going to save those for last pretty much, let's do the ads for this week. Let me get my ad voice ready. That pitch. There we go. Mm-hmm. Yo, be on the lookout for the King of Comedy's new comedy set called Shit I Shouldn't Say Out Loud. It will make you laugh, piss, and cry some, but mostly piss and cry, but some laughter. All right. Ad number two. Logan and Dakota has a new weed soda out called Toca-Cola. Also comes in Diet Toke and Toke Zero. So be on the lookout for that, guys. And last and not least on our ads this week, yo, don't tell anyone, but Ryan and Lacey are the Mexican midget tag team champions of the world. They wear a mask so no one knows they're not midgets. # keep it a secret. And those are our ads for this week.
Specialist, I just want you to know how funny this is, really, because Ron is like 6'4" with a 3-inch afro, red hair, curly hair afro. So,
when you got the mask on, nobody knows. It's an El Secreto.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, that's why it's so funny. And then, like, I'm over here like giant woman, like at 6 foot. So anyway, can you imagine Ryan trying to be a midget? Though he would do it. He freaking loves to go into the midget wrestling. So he would do whatever he could to be like part of that.
So I wrote him into that. I told you before the show, I was like, oh, I totally got a good ad. I wrote him pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
So I got three fan questions. The first ones aren't real serious. The first one ain't real serious, but left or right side for Twix, I guess the candy bar. I can't have chocolate, so I don't really care. So I'll let you take that one.
The question was left or right Twix?
Because, you know, I guess they have the left and right.
Two into them at the same time. I'm not a big Twix fan because of it sticks to my teeth.
What she's trying to say is it don't matter.
Yeah, it really don't matter. Right. No, you know, Twix is Twix.
Here's one that is going to take some good advice for you, or some good advice or whatever comes from you. My girlfriend says she's asleep. My girlfriend says she's asleep or not feeling good all the time. When I text or ask if she wants to hang out, I think she's cheating. Do y'all? I'll let you go first before I throw my two cents in on this.
Thank you for that. Thank you. First off, like the context of how often is this happening? Like, is this every day? Or is this a few times a week, or is it where you text and say they're not
feeling
good?
I know the dude, so, but from how he's told me, it is, it started happening more and more, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, he didn't just start off that way. It kind of just casually started just, like, happening, and then he was saying shit kind of got suspicious.
This could be multiple things. This could be that either she's losing interest in the relationship. She might not have done anything. She just doesn't know how to handle it. Or it might be that she's depressed about something else and she's not able to function normally. Or if it's something where you're asking her if you can come over or comfort her, or and she's still saying no, or if she's using the same excuse the same time, or, you know, we automatically, our brain always does, especially if we have some insecurities, it always goes to they're cheating on me. And it's very possible that could be happening. I'm not saying that it's not. Usually I always tell people to go with your gut, but be respectful, because one, you don't want to come off and just say, you're cheating on me, I'm breaking up, and you don't really know the situation. You probably need more information before you would come out like that. But you can also just be up front with her and be like, hey, there's something going on, and I don't know what it is. But if you're not happy with the relationship that we're in, we need to talk. But if it's something completely something else, you know, let me be a part of it. That's what relationships are about. You know, just take the situation back into your hands. You know, don't let it take over you and take control of you. You take control of the situation. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's a bonus add-on question to this question, because now this is me asking this, and it's about a coworker, and I'll tell you, his name starts with an S, and you can figure out who it is probably from that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you know, he's younger, very awkward. Me and him got to talking, you know. I'm not trying to throw his stuff out there, so if he is listening to this, because he says he listens sometimes and stuff. No,
it's
I'm not
anonymous.
Trying to throw your stuff out there. This is a learning, like a learning thing, and might be able to help him in the long run if he is listening. But like,
there's
okay.
also probably somebody else going through the same thing. Go ahead. Yeah.
Right. He's told me. Now, and this is his word of it. Now,
okay.
He says that he doesn't know if he likes boys or girls, because
right.
he's never been with one. So
okay.
I had to ask him, he was like, well, okay, I understand. You've never been with one, so what are you attracted to, though? Like, and he's like, well, I don't know. Because I was trying to, at this point, I heard he was like 22, and he was like,
mm-hmm.
I've never been on
mm-hmm.
a date. So I was like, you know how I do with your nephews, like, hey, jokingly, like, oh, I'm going to get you a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, right?
Right, right.
So I was joking with him with that, and that's when he opened up to me about it.
All right.
What I ask is, like, what would be a way for him to explore this, you know, without, because you know how he's, like, a very shy person.
Yeah.
I really want to try to help this kid. Because, and all cool. joking aside, this kid kind of looks up to me, and I kind of want to help him out, you know what I mean? And
so
if he is, if he is into, like, stuff like that, I don't know much about that, so I'm ignorant to that fact. That's why I'm bringing it to you on the show. Because we can help people out and learn at the same time, guys. Damn, circled
okay,
right
so
around
like,
it.
I'm going to take the advice here and do it in multiple different ways because you can do this in different ways, okay? So if you – it depends on how you learn or explore things, on how best each one will help you. So, if like, for number one, for example, like if you like to read or you like to study stuff, read you some smut. Like, we pick on men all the time, women do, about reading porn and watching porn videos. But women, we have our own sort, which is the graphic novels, okay? But that would be, like, if you want to explore things and you never have before, you know, read about things and see what if it actually turns you on, you know? There's nothing wrong about exploring things and kind of seeing seeing what you like. I mean, it opens up a door where you're not just, you know, this is the only thing that I can, you know, do. So, and that might help some by showing where his interest lies, too, you know.
Well, he's also,
very...
well, let me say this, too, though. He's also said some stuff that's kind of confusing, and you know me, when it comes to chicks,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've had my share of chicks over the years. You know this. Like, you know me personally. And
yeah.
he was telling me one day, now, like I said, I'm not putting him on blast on this guy, but he shows me his phone, and it's his, like, back screen or whatever on his phone, right? Home screen, whatever you call it. And it's some chick. And this is after he told me the first thing, right? And I was like, oh, cool, you finally figured it out or whatever. And he's like, no, I've been talking to her for a long time. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, that's my girlfriend. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I was surprised at that, right, from what he said before.
Right.
I was like, okay, you know. Well, it comes to find out, this chick is some chick he met through some video game thing online or something.
Yeah.
It gets weirder. And she supposedly was dating him and then gets married to some dude. So she's married now. Still dating old buddy here. And
yeah.
Then he tells me that she was dating not only him, married, and now she's dating some dude she went to high school with. I tried to explain to him that she's not a good thing, that she's probably using him and not to send money or nothing. He goes, I don't send her money. And I go, okay. Then he tells me he buys her stuff in the games, which is sort of the same thing, ain't it? Like sending money?
Because
you have to use real money and stuff, right?
But they don't see it as real because it's in the game. So this is what I'm going to tell you for this, okay? So it sounds like your friend. You know, it's a lot of this generation that way. You know how they talk about video games, how, like, you play them so much and it plays with your mind sometimes and you don't know what's real and what's fake? Because it's a reality, but it's not a reality. And so the reality about it is that there's another player on the other side playing that person. So there is a real person. However, the person you're playing in the game is fake. So you can do whatever you want and, you know, and not have repercussions for it. That's kind of how people get lost in those types of, I'll call it an environment. Okay.
because really they develop it and it is an environment for them. So it becomes real. In real life, you know, there is people who, and that's their own thing, okay, that they're married but they have multiple partners, or they're swingers, or there's different things, you know. So you take
right.
that type of personality and then you put it into a game like that, okay. The good thing is she's not asking for money in real life, where he's like supplying her with money and just taking his money. But the bad thing is
right.
it's still in the game. It is a form of that. So in his reality, he is doing that. He's got like a split reality. So in his mind, he's telling you he's dating her. That's his girlfriend. But he's never met her. He probably doesn't even know her real name. She probably has told him a name,
say,
but it might not be her real name.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when I'm saying this, I don't think it's a catfish situation. But
I
do
either.
At the same time. I think it's what you just
right.
said. It's a real person. And like you said, it might not even be the real name of the person, or it could be even her real name. Who knows? But
right.
he said he's FaceTimed her before. Like, he's talked to her on the phone, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
what it is, this person's like, he's not understanding. It's sort of a catfish situation where she's using him. Well, it's not really catfishing. It's
sort
of what's
one.
The right.
Yeah.
It's not where she's faking who she is. She's faking her attentions, more or less.
So
yeah.
her intentions
and
fall.
Dude ain't, and not to be mean when I say this, but dude ain't very, he's young and naive. That's how I'm going
right.
to say it.
Well,
he's
of course,
naive.
But that's usually how things like this work, because you have a young, naive person who is, this is their escape, and it's their safety world. You know, nothing can go bad in your safety net, you know, your safety world that they've created. That's why, you know, when you see like psychopaths and things like that, a lot of the times the world and the environment that they created was safe for them, you know, even though it wasn't safe for anybody else. But, you know, it's just, it's sad, really. Because he's young and he can get out of that situation if he wanted to, but he's never going to have a real relationship if he's going to be having the type of relationship that he's having right now. And if he's confused about like what he likes, what he doesn't, well, that makes a lot of sense, because he's going off of a fiction world where people don't really exist. You're just what you create on a video game, you know?
Yeah.
He hasn't really explored that type of world. He's only explored, you know, a computer. Is he somebody that would like to read and study or something, or is he somebody who would need to have to, like, do the experience to figure out things, like to explore?
Personally, I
don't
know.
Is he hands-on or is he studier?
I would have to tell you off air so I could say honestly, where I could say a few words honestly, like how I can say them, where you can be like, okay, I get you. You know what I mean? Because I'm being very tap dancy around it. He's not very, he's naive. Naive. Leave it at that for that.
I get that. For other people that might be going through the situation or need advice on that, I'll say if you're an impulsive personality where you have to do something, you have to do it to learn it. You know, you're very impulsive. You just jump in there and that's how you learn how to do things. You might want to watch
live. To answer your question on that with him, though, at work, I got to personally show him how to do things. And then he sort of picks it up.
Okay, so that's studying. That's that type of personality where you're kind of laid back and you gotta have to be pushed into doing something. You have to study things before you really get it. You have to watch somebody tell you how to do things. So reading or looking at pictures or, you know, reading into things to see what you may like. That's going to be his best route. So I'll get with you after the show on some more information for that.
Right. Well, maybe you can stop by in the next couple of days up there at work, and you can
kind
of talk to
me. It is Dietary Week. Yeah, it is National Dietary Week, by the way. Shout out to all my dietary people in a nursing home or in kitchens or in the hospitals or anything like that. You guys rock. Without you, they wouldn't have nutrition. They wouldn't have energy because they wouldn't have any calories, and they wouldn't have any fluids to keep everybody healthy. So, foundation. So, just want to throw that out there. But anyway, back to the topics.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my advice to dude on this one would be just watch out. What
did you meet me?
That's all I got to say.
I have no idea what you said because all of a sudden you were just gone, and I was talking about dietary week.
No, I heard dietary.
Yeah.
I was listening.
Okay. So anyways, yeah, going on.
Oh, sorry,
do
I was getting like four texts. Yes,
are
I do.
Good?
Okay, and the last fan question I got is it wrong to feel upset at someone after they killed themselves?
So no.
They're asking if someone commit suicide, is it wrong to feel?
Okay, so here's the big thing that you need to think about for suicide, okay? when someone takes their own life, it's a sad situation. And the people that they left behind, they have to grieve. And in grieving, you have to do what you've got to do to make it through, the process, to make it through living without that person, especially if you were close to them. So everybody grieves in different ways. And a lot of people will go through the anger stage, and that's because they don't understand. You know, they love their loved one, and it's absolutely natural for them to be angry with them because they're gone, you know, because they, you know, when you lose somebody to homicide and stuff, you're angry at the person that took their life. Well, who took their life when they commit suicide? They did it themselves. And sadly, you know, they don't, in the beginning of grief, when they look at that, they think they did it themselves. They're responsible. Why would you do this? Blah, blah, blah. But as you go on with learning and processing with grief, you realize that it wasn't the person that really ended their life. It was circumstances that ended their life. And then you start getting angry at the circumstances. And then you start, a lot of times you'll see like people that have loved ones that have passed away, they throw themselves into suicide awareness, and they throw themselves into it because they want to stop that process. So they want to stop bullying. They want to start getting angry at people that bully, or they start getting angry with self-medication because they're on drugs. So they're about that. So their anger is placed properly after they're able to grieve. So it's 100% natural to be angry with someone who's committed suicide because you're just now, you're learning that process and that you're just grieving. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that the person that you love that committed suicide was a bad person. It just means that you have to process things, and that's one of the first steps that happens. So that, you want to add anything to that?
Besides, I agree with what you said, like how I did after my cousin's passing. I kind of jumped into that, like, yo, I want to help people not do this, you know, and
right.
help people who's, you know, been through
after
it, you know,
you
get through it.
Yeah, after you go
because
through
the process, I'm the type of person, I grieve a little differently sometimes, people, like, I joke through mine, and
yeah. Well,
sometimes things
do.
Don't hit me as hard as it should. And don't get me wrong, it hits me hard about my cousin, but I've learned to joke through things. So that's why I've learned, like, okay, I can help others, you know, with my laughter and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
But that was my.
I have another fan question that's come in.
Okay.
While we're on live air, and it's how about how do you handle a friend who criticizes everything you do and then does what they criticize? So does that make sense?
Okay, wait, what now? Redo that?
So how do you handle a friend who criticizes everything you do and then does what they criticize? So it's a friend
okay,
who criticizes.
Okay, so they're being a hypocrite. They're being a hypocrite about, like, they're saying, okay, I got you. Well, if they're doing it and they're being a hypocrite about it, I would just be like, y'all need to shut the flip up. I mean,
so,
it kind of depends on what the situation is, too. If you're doing drugs and then they're like, you shouldn't do drugs, and they're doing drugs, maybe you both shouldn't do drugs. Go get help.
So
know, but,
I'm going to – I agree with that part, like for the drug part. But for this part, one, are they really a friend of yours if they're criticizing everything that you do and then they're just as bad as what they're telling you is bad? Does that make sense? So if they're doing exactly what you're doing – but tell you you're wrong, why aren't they wrong? So are they really your friend? Are they really looking out for you? Or is it something where they don't understand, or they're deflecting and they're trying to correct their life by correcting it through you? Or, you know, there's multiple things that could come from that type of friendship, but at the same time, it's not a very stable friendship.
Right.
If all they do is criticize you, even though they're doing the same thing. So you, a lot of times in your friendship zone, they say to keep it smaller. You know, you have a lot of friends, but you have really close friends. And the reason that is because you need certain supports in your life. There's different ones, and sometimes those people can be more than one of those supports. And somebody who always is downing you and telling you that everything that you do is wrong and doesn't listen to you, because everybody processes things differently and people go through things differently. Like, I'm more of an emotional friend. Dakota's more of a tough friend, you know, like suck it up buttercup kind of thing. But at the same time, he's passionate, you know, he's not like mean about it, but that's the type of role he would have to be, where I, you know, where I would be more emotional. I would cry with somebody.
I see the cup half empty and half full. So,
right.
Like, I can read the room. So, if, like, of course, if it's, like, a woman and something's happened and she needs somebody to cry, or she's crying, da, 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 I'm not going to be like, just suck it up, buttercup. But to what you're saying, though,
no,
to the extent,
no.
If somebody fell and hit
no,
their knee,
he would
and
be
like,
the...
you know, they're like, I'll be like, suck it up, buttercup, you know, shit like that, yes.
No, you'll be quiet. Like, that's the type of, you would be quiet and just listen. But then when they ask you the hard questions, is when you would come out.
Right,
that's the type
yeah.
of friend. See, like, you have multiple friends. Like, you have somebody that you can cry with. You have somebody who listens to you. You have somebody who is stoic. They're there for you. They're loyal. But they're not going to say anything unless you absolutely directly ask them for their advice, because they don't want to put what they think in your mind. They want you to be able to live your own life. That's kind of how Dakota is for me sometimes. Like, he will, if I absolutely ask him his opinion, he'll tell me. But he'll, but other than that, he'll be like, all, or he'll be, you know, that's the type of friend he is for me. Like, everybody has different friends,
sometimes,
and their friends
like,
out
like,
sometimes they share
you,
two
you
things.
To add to that, sometimes I will throw, like, well, this is what I think's going on kind of out there, and you'll be like,
yeah,
oh, wait,
yeah.
I get it, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah.
But,
he
plays multiple friends. Yeah, he plays multiple positions as a friend in my friend group. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes people have one person per one, but they can hold multiple positions. Okay. I'll put it like that. If you have that friend that's in there,
I feel like Shane would be that friend that comes up to you with, like, a trench coat on and opens it, and it has, like, stolen merchandise down one side, drugs down another. What you need, what you want. I feel like that's Shane.
See, that's how he would be for you. Yeah, that's how he's different as a friend to you as a friend for me. Like, if he sees, like, my Facebook is sad lately, or if he notices through our group chats when we're talking about things that I'm a little off, he'll private message me and be like, girl, what's up? What's going on? I'm worried about you. Or is there somebody I need to beat up? So that's the type of friend he would be for me. But for you, he'd be like, do what you need. I'll get you what you want, you know? Like, but that's how your friend groups work. And if you had somebody who was so negative in your friend group that just criticized everything you did, including behaviors that they did as well, but they don't own up for, are they really a strong friend? Do they really need to be that close? How you ask how to handle those friends, and I would say to handle that type of friend at a distance. You know, you don't want them that close to you if they're not going to be honest with themselves so that they can be honest with you. You know, that's too much negativity. Everybody struggles and goes through things, but if you're going through the same thing together, then you should be supportive together. You shouldn't say one person is worse than the other. You're going through the same thing. So my advice to how to handle a friend like that is to hold them at a distance, because they're not able to be a good friend right now, or they would, you know, they wouldn't be like that. So
there you go.
Yeah. So anyway,
well, we got about 3 minutes left of the show, about 4 minutes left of the show. This is about the time where we usually pimp the other shows out, and then let's see, Wednesday, tune in for the stash, which I think Logan might actually tell the whole story this time about what happened to his dad, which is funny as hell. And then tune in Thursday, fun. Too Much Nerd Talk, topic to be announced, And Denmark, if you try to hack us this week, I swear to God, we will send grenades your way. We will send Shane over there with all the butt plugs he wants, so don't make us do it.
He blow you up. In a fun way.
He will blow his butthole up over there. Shane will blow his butthole up over there. I'm going to hell. Oh, it's too late. I've been making too many jokes tonight.
Anyway.
Tune in next Monday for another Ask Me Levice topic to be announced by Lacey. Anything you want to add?
I just want to remind everybody that if you need anybody to talk to through any situation, or if you just need some advice and you just want to talk to off the show, you know, we have our Facebook page, Ask Me Levice. You can send a private message there. You can send a private message. My Facebook page, Dakota's Facebook page, anybody in the Roasting the World's Facebook page. You know, it is also, we're just leaving September, which is Suicide Awareness Month, and we're entering Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it's also a few other different months. For October, it covers a lot. But, you know, if you just need someone to talk to, you know, we're out there. We can help you. We can help as much as we can. If we don't know the answer and we don't know the resource you need, we'll find it, you know. So you're not alone. Just want to throw that out there.
Yep. And all I got left to say is, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. All right, good night, everybody.
Everybody.